So the bottom of Lamed Zayin. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani Amar Roshia Katama V'Huvara. So now you have you put ashes on and Huvara. So I'm not sure like what is the nuanced difference between Huvara and Islapsa, except that Huvara seems like it really like started, you know, big fire again. Mashin Aleha Chamit, Mashin, what can you put on it? But this is a different, it's a different comment of somebody else, of Roshia. Mashin Aleha Chamit Shehuchmu Kol Tzarkan, you can leave on them water that's totally cooked, right, boiled. V'tavshil Shebishel Kol Tzarko, and a tavshil which is fully cooked. All right, so Rashi says the bottom, Shehuchmu Kol Tzarkan, the Lekel Amekash Lechitoi. I'm not concerned I might stoke it because it's all cooked already. Why would I stoke the flames? Why am I interested in increasing the fire? Right? Because it's already cooked anyway. What am I going to gain by increasing the fire? So on the base, Shema Mina, Mitztamik V'yofala Muta. Oh, that's why I might want to stoke the flames, because I might improve the taste. Okay, so Mitztamik V'yofala is like an idiom, but it also is non-idiom, meaning in addition to being an idiom, it also has the meaning of the words. So the meaning of the words are in Rashi, Mitztamik Misma'eith v'kavitz Ratait, the bottom of the page says Lazirashi, Mitztamtzem Mitkavetz. When Mitkavetz is to shrivel or to shrink, and Mitztamtzem is to also to shrink. Mitma'eith v'kavetz, they all mean the same thing, they all mean to shrink. Alright? Lashon Shadayim Tzomkin and Hoshea, he talks about very bad punishment, so to speak. The children will die and breasts will shrivel. Okay. So that's Tzomkin. All right. Now, we generally say Mitztamek V'yofalo, we think about the food is getting better. But so how's the food getting better? So this is a good question, whether every food is like this. But some foods are better. If you dry them out more, you get some of the more liquid out, they're considered better. So that's the question here. Is it Mitztamek, if something is not V'yofalo, you're allowed to do it. It's fully cooked already. But now you're going to keep cooking it, and it's going to become better. Okay, so if you think of meat, it's hard to think of it this way. But think of potato kugel, right? Right? So, you know, it gets crispier, it does shrink a little bit, it gets crispier. So if you like it that way, it's mustan v'yofalo. So that's the problem. But it's fine, it's a perfectly good kugel already, right? So it's already fully cooked. So what's the chiddush? Shema mina, mustan v'yofalo mutar. Because I'm not worried, right, that the flame is going to improve the food anymore. I'm not worried that I might stoke the flame to make the food better. That, he says, is mutter, even though I know the food might get better. If it's not fully cooked, that I would not be allowed to leave it like that, because then I'm making it cook on Shabbos to make it edible. But here I'm not making it edible, I'm just making it better tasting. Okay, let's finish Rashi. Kamosha Ata Omer, just fascinating Rashi, Diktuk, you don't find this too much often in the Gemara. Shato Omer Loshon Tzivoy Nitztaveh. Right, so the verb, Tzadik Vav Hei, you say Nitztaveh. So where did the test come from? Ubaloshon Tzedek Nitztadak. Right, this is in V'chein Kol Teva Sherosh Yisodo Tzadi, Kashim Mit Pa'elet, what we call in the Binyan Hit Pa'el. Like lit palel, right? Hit palel, and so that no tain tet achar tzadi. So if the shoresh has a tzadik, is the first letter of the three letter shoresh, when you put in hit pael, you end up with a test before the you end up with a tzadik before the test, instead of a tuf before the tzadik, which you couldn't really pronounce. So you have a tzadik before the tuf. So mitztamek really should be mem tuf tzadik mem kuf. He's just trying to explain to you the shoresh is tzadik mem kuf, like the word in Hoshea. Okay, just a little grammar, very fascinating. Okay, in any event, so back in the Gemara says, Mutar, Rashi, third line of Rashi, Mutar lash osan, Bekira, de'ilo mitztamek v'yofalo kamar, mayos lash minan, because otherwise, what's the chiddush here? What are you telling me? It's fully cooked. You can leave it on the heat. What's the big deal? It's fully cooked. What are you doing to it? Nothing. Oh, so we're saying, well, you are doing something to it, but it's still mutter. Ella al karchab them. It's time for lo koma. It has to be talking about this case. We're improving the food by leaving it on. Vafilo hachilo gozer mishum chitoy. We still the rabbanim are not gozer not to stoke the coal. They're not worried. You might stoke the coals. Hold in his pashkol tzarko since it's fully cooked. Vatona chamin. So then the question is asked. Mistamek v'yofelo can only apply to tafshil. It can't apply to water. It's boiled. It's boiled, right? It's boiled. It's done, right? So you have less water. You have more water, but it's still boiled water. You're not doing anything to the water. So this is why he's saying lashmina debina to hukm called sarkon el yom. He just wants to tell you that chamin also is hukm called sarkon, not because it's not yofelo. But he wants to tell you the water must have been called sarko from. Right, beina and shehuchmu called sarkam el yom. The water had to be totally ready from before. This is can be an issue. So sometimes a person forgets to put the urn in, and now how close to Shabbos is it? How far is the water going to get before? Okay, so that's a good question. Halacha: how far do you consider to be called sarko when it gets right? It has to be yatzal lettuce, it has to be burnt, boiling, and so on. So that's a good question in terms of what degree you have to be. I think where machmir has to be. Yatzal lettuce on the higher range. I mean, yatzal lettuce has a range from like 115 to 160, and we're machmir both ways, right? So we would want it to be, you know, on the higher level of yatzal lettuce in the water. Okay, back in the Gemara now. So Gemara says, no, shani hochei the ketama. Yeah, so why is this allowed? Because ketama, the huvar, okay. But what's the benefit of ketama? Because Rashi says, "Shani hochin de ketama v'goli date de lo nichale b'tzmuke." By being kotein, by putting ashes on, I showed I don't want it to continue cooking. Otherwise, I wouldn't put ashes on. I would let the fire keep going, let it continue to cook. It's already fully cooked. I'd be allowed to do that. Because I'm leaving it on. It's fully cooked. What am I doing? Right, so obviously, we're saying no. The fact that I'm kotein, I was kotein, shows I'm not interested. Therefore, the fact that the flame bursts out again, we don't care about it. We're not concerned that he might stoke it. Because he's demonstrated he doesn't care already. Of course, he's not allowed to stoke it. But we're not concerned he might stoke it. Ihoche maile memra huvara. So if that's the case, why is it, hey, why does it have to say hovara, that the case is that it burst into flames? It's richol le, mahu detemo kevin dehovara, hadil milsa kamaisa, I might think, since, even though I already was kotem, but once the flame bursts into flames, and now it's like it was before I was kotem, I might think, hadil milsa kamaisa, that the halach is back like it's an open fire, kamash malan, no. All right? So we're not letting him leave the tafshil shabisha called sarko on an open fire. We're letting him leave the tafshil called sarko on a niktam fire. Not like Chananya, right? Not like Chananya. It's like Rabbanan. These cases are going to be like Rabbanan. Okay. Okay, back in the Gemara here. A new case now. Amar Rabba Babar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Very similar to the previous case. Ketama Vahuvara. Right? He covered with ashes and now it burst into flames. Mashin Allah Chamin Shehuchmu Kol Tzarkon. The Tavshil Shebishel Kol Tzarko. Right? So that so far is identical to Rav Oshia's din. But now even another line. Afilu Gecholim Shel Rotem. Even coals of Rotem. Rotem is a particular kind of tree, Rashi says. About the sixth, the narrow line of Rashi. Gecholim shel Rotem. Chamin yoseh mishar gecholim. Rotem apparently gets hotter than most wood. Than most coals. Ve'enom maharim lechabos. And they also are not easily extinguished. Can I read about Mocher Sasfina? Alright. So he says, you can leave it on. Alright, Shma Mina, Mitztamek V'yafalo, Mutar. So again, he was Ketama V'Huvara. Now the fact is, this is more likely to be Huvara because it's Rotem. Right? But that's not our issue yet. We'll come back to that. But we see from this case, just like we saw from the Roshi's case, Shmamin was Tarviyofa Lo Mutar, we see, since it's already in Vushul Kol Sarko, what's happening here is only that it's continuing to improve. It's Tarviyofa Lo, right, by the continued heat and shrinking, and it's getting better, more tasty. So, again, the Gemara says, Shani Ha'as Ha'cha, Tikatama, the reason it's allowed is because Tikatama, Yachay Mai Lememra Hovara. So, again, it's just following exactly the same we just said before. Why, what is it added by saying Hovara? It's Rihale, Hainu Hach, Gecholim, Shal Rotem, it's Rihale, right? So, beforehand, we don't need to say Kevin Huru Hadal Musa Kamaisa Kamash Malan. We have that already. So, why is the Gemara bringing the case of Rabbi Yochanan? Because there's an additional component, and that is, even when you have the more likely and more capable coals of bursting into flame, it doesn't make a difference. I'm allowed to, once I'm kotem, I still can use it. Again, it's still only when it's katum. All right, so this is, okay. Now, I'm going to have sheshes. So now another quote of Rabbi Yochanan. I'm going to have Rabbi Yochanan. New case. Kira Shehisi Kuha Begefes Veitzin. Right? Again, you have Kira that has been fired with wood. Mashin Aleha Chamin Shlehuchmu, Kol Tsarkan. Oh. So now it's not Chamin Shlehuchmu, it's Chamin Shlehuchmu, right? Mashin Aleha, you can leave on hot water that has not been totally boiled. Right? Vitavshil Shalonut Bishal Kol Tsarko. And a kugel, which has not been totally cooked yet either, right? However, akar lo yachzer at shiagrofa at shiiten efer. But if I took it off, then I can't return it unless it's gar for katum. So who's this like? This is like our Mishnah. If you hold our Mishnah, is talking about machzer, right? Then it's the same as our Mishnah, right? So this has a svara that our Mishnah is talking about lahachzir, and therefore you can't be machzir at yigrof, right? Rashi, mashin aleha v'afish lo katama v'amoroi ninhu alibu Rabbi Yochanan, because you have first you had Rabbi Achana going to Yochanan, now you have Rabbi Sheis going to Yochanan, right? Masnisin katani at yigrof, right? That was our Mishnah. Lahachzir tnan to lo shoy beisil lahachzir at yigrof upiruka de masnisin can armin on leel chisurim mechzir hulkach akar lo yachzir hol vein agrufa. Okay, so that's just consistent with what we had before. All right. So the main point here is Rabbi Yochanan is saying that you can leave it on, even though it has not been totally cooked, but you can't return it. Right, you cannot return it unless it's been gar for katum. Okay.
The return would happen if it reignites.
If
it reignites, that's why one would want to return it.
Well, no, you still have this. You have the heat. You have the heat that's retained. It's gar for katum, right? He says lo sach yigrof, or achi tenefer.
Well, that's in the basic case. In the case where it reignites itself.
But that's not this case. This is a new case. Rav Rachana has a case of reigniting. Rav Sheshes does not have a case of reigniting. Rav Sheshes has a case close to Tar Mishnah. Rav Sheshes' case of Yochanan doesn't mention reigniting. Right? Right? Last of the time, Avalishos Mashin, Avalishan, Agar, Fenakatum. Right? So, therefore, this is consistent with our Mishnah. If you say our Mishnah is talking about Machzir. So Rava says, what did Rav Sheshes anyway tell us anything new? What Rav Sheshes said in Rav Yochanan is not a new din. Rav Yochanan is saying here, Rav Sheshes according to Rav Yochanan is saying, we know this already. Right? How do we know? Number one, Amar Rava, Tarvaihu Taninhu. We've learned these things already. We don't Rav Yochanan to tell us these. Number one, Lishos Tanina. This is on Yutes, in the original, you know, place where Chanina is mentioned. You can't put a bread into the oven in chashecha. So this is a tanur, it's not a kira, but a tanur. So it's like the way they do it today. If you go to a pita, a place where they make pita or lafa, right, they stick it on the wall, right? So, right, so you can't do that. Im chashecha, b'locharo gabicholim, that's another kind of dough that's put right on the coals. El kadei she yikrimu paneha, only if yikrimu paneha means that the face of the dough is karum. So karum might mean browned or might mean it's got like a crust, like a mild crust, a little bit, not like a, you know, like a fully baked crust, but you know, it's got like a beginnings of a crust. So it means it's partially cooked, right? I'm sorry, right? So what does that show? It shows that even though it's not visual, even though it's not voshkol tzarko, and it's not gar fakatum, you can leave it, right? Look in Rashi, across a few lines up, pain lishos b'shena grufa, right? That's one case, to leave it when it's not grufa. Tanina behedya stam mishna de mutar va'aka lo yachzir name tanina v'lar b'yolchan lo shmina. Why is b'yolchan say anything? Hakamu panah shari, that's that one case of the brisa back from your test. Hainu lo bishol kol tzarko. Right? The kamu panah is it just started to be a bread. It's not a bread yet, right? It's half, you know, it's partial bread, so to speak. Partially cooked bread. V'tanur lav gar fakatum hu. And a tanur by nature is not gar fakatum. You're sitting on the inside. The coals are inside the oven, right? The fire's inside. V'nami gar v'tanur lo mahanya grifa. Not only that, it doesn't work inside an oven. K'tanur masisin v'choshken pasa dati l'vishula yali b'grave. In any event, obviously you want the bread to become totally cooked. All right? So that's one. And now back in the cross, almost the cross, like two lines up in the Gemara. So that's about lahashos and lahachzir nami tnina. In our Mishnah, Beis Hillel Omrin, af machzirin. Right, vaadkan lo kashar Beis Hillel. When is Beis Hillel allow el grufa b'ketuma? Al b'shena grufa ketuma lo. Right. So that's Rav Sheshes said in Rav Yochanan. Right, that you can be machzir. Grufa ketuma, and if it's not grufa ketuma, you can't return it. So what's Rav Sheshes just telling us? Anything new? The Gemara says, "Yeah, calm down. It's not new. It just is." Rav Sheshes nami yukud demasnisin kamashmalan. Rav Sheshes is just showing to spell it out. All right. So look across in Rashi. Rav Sheshes nami yukud demasnisin kamashmalan. Mishum delo masni lo behedja hakar mushari. The Mishnah doesn't say explicitly, right? V'anon ha-mashin ha-kedera al-gabe kira she'en ha-grufa. Okay, finished. Period. There should be a period after Shari. Okay, now Anan, what about us? What do we do? Rashi, France, right? In his time, what do we do? That's what he's saying. What do we do? Anan, what do we do? Not 21st century. Us, Rashi, in his time. Anan ha-mashin ha-kedera al-gabe kira she'en ha-grufa. We leave a kedera on top of a kira, which is not, which the coals are not disabled, not grufa, that's what he allowed. Ad chananya sam chinan, we rely on chananya. Holus non stam masnisen kavosei, because stam mishnah is like chananya, he says. Kira omar ha karmushare, as the mishnah back in your test says, if you have the shell on the bread, it's sufficient. Well, that means it's only partially cooked. You're letting it stay on. It's not gar fakatum, and you can just leave it there, right? Afagav lo bishul kol tzarko. So that's obviously Chananya says you can leave it on from before Shabbos, even though lo bishul kol tzarko is not gar fakatum. That's Chananya. From Rav Sheshes, Mishmei Rav Yochanan, Kavosei, the Masnisin, the Perkim Shum Chazorahu, the boy Grufa. Why do you need Grufa? Because of Chazorah. Avol l'shos lo, you wouldn't need it for l'shos. V'chanei amoroi, da'asri sarvi masnisin l'shos tanan. Alright, all the amoroim who say you can't do it, say our mishnah is l'shos. And the ones who say you can do it, say our mishnah is on chazara. Right? Safar Mishnah Chazara means Lashos is Mutar on an open flame. Right? Okay. So Rashi and Tosfos Paskin, we had Tosfos, you remember, the little top Tosfos on top, Lam Zamar Amar Aleph, Mishum Dekaimel and Kechananya, right? So they spell it out. Rashi Tosfos Hole Chananya. The Rambam and the Rif do not Hole Chananya. We'll get to them, but we're not in front of us today. Okay. Okay, so back in the Gemara. New case, also in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel bar Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Kira shisikul begefes veitzim. Again, you have the wood, kira, that's being fueled with wood. Mashin, aleha, tavshil, shabisha kol tzarko, v'chamin shehuch v'kol tzarkan v'afil mitztamek v'afil. Okay, so all the Bach does, he reverses the order of tavshil v'chamin, because the mitztamek v'afil obviously has to go to the tavshil and not to the chamin. So he just reverses the order of those, because hot water is hot water. It can't be mitztamek v'afil. It's not, nothing changes, just because hot.
It can't refer to like a liquid soup.
To what?
A liquid soup.
No.
It has to be hot.
No. Chamin is, in this case, chamin is water. Because the presumption here is, over and over again, as was before, that the chamin is not mitztamek v'afilo. Okay, so anyway, that's why the Bach changed the order. But he didn't change the comment, he just changed the order. So mitztamek goes with the tavshil, where it belongs.
Could be, let's say, a charm that you have in a liquid version, and some people like it much drier.
Yeah, so we have items which are not here. So it's a good question. When it says tavshil, what exactly does it mean? Does it mean a kugel? Does it mean like noodles? Does it mean a chicken? Does it mean a porridge, like a chulent? That's a good question, right? But it doesn't mean water, right? Because water is not mistamek buffalo, right? So there is a question which we've avoided the whole time. Nobody brought it up. Like the Gemara doesn't bring it up. Is this lach or yavesh? Well, that only matters about chazara, putting back something which is lach. And so, okay, we're going to come the next page. We're going to come to the rules of chazara. What you have to do about chazara. So we'll come to that. That will become an issue. Okay. Anyway, so Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda said, "Rabbi Yochanan." That Kirsikub because you can leave on a tavshil, even as long as it's Nishbasa called Sarko, I feel mistime of Yafel. Even if you like it, it's going to keep cooking and shrink it and make it tastier by doing so. Amalei Humi de Rabban L'Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, Sisesor Shmuel Yehuda, who was quoting Rabbi Yochanan, Harav Shmuel Domet Harvai Humi Tzime Yafel Osur. Why are you telling me Rabbi Yochanan said Mistam V'yafalo is mutar, Rav and Shmuel say Mistam V'yafalo is asur? Is that a kasha? You have Rav and Shmuel, you have Rav Yochanan, they disagree. Okay. Amalo, atu les ano yoda, dom Rav Yosef, om Rav Yehuda, om Rav Shmuel, Mistam V'yafalo asur? I don't know this, that's what Shmuel said. Rabbi Yosef, son of Yehuda, son of Shmuel, and Rav agrees, Misnagala Zasur, Ki Kamina Lach Rabbi Yochanan Kamina. I'm talking about Rabbi Yochanan. I'm not talking about Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah, Rabbi Shmuel says Zasur. Yochanan says it's Mutar. All right. Okay. So now you have a couple of cases here. Amalei Rav Ukva Mimeishan LaRav Ashi. Rav Ukva from the place called Meishan, which is, I'm not sure exactly what it is. It's either southern Bavel or northern Israel. Either way, it's close to Israel, or in Israel, it's not clear. Asun, the Mikra Visu, the Rav Shmuel, yeah. You live near Rav and Shmuel, deep in Bavel. Avidu Rav Shmuel, You have to hold like Rav and Shmuel. They're your local Orthodox rabbis. Anan Navid Krab Yochanan, but I live close to Israel. Yochanan is the posek in Israel, and I follow him. You follow your posek, I follow my posek. You follow your local rabbi, I follow my local rabbi, right? So that's okay. So that's what he's saying. Okay. Omar Le Abayla Rabbi Yosef. Mahu Lishos. Okay, so can I leave it or not? When? B'she'ena Grufa, Rashi says. Can I leave it on if it's not Grufa or not? Omar Le, he says to him, Horeb Yehuda Mashu Le. Vachel Yehuda would leave it there. And he would eat, meaning he would leave it heating in any grufa on Shabbos, and he would eat it. How's that possible? Because obviously he says mutter. He says no. Omar le, bar minei Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't learn from Rabbi Yehuda. The cave in the mesukan who I feel with Shabbos na misharu lemeba le. Right, because Rabbi Yehuda is a mesukan. Mesukan sounds like he's kola sheish basakana. So, obviously, you can't learn anything from that. That's not what the case here. I'm just going to describe what he means by besukan. But Rabbi Yehuda says, special case, when I like Rabbi Yehuda, leave Allah, my. Alright? What does that do for us? Nothing. Alright? Says Rashi, mesukan hu, rogil ochso bulmus, v'tsarach lechol machol masok v'tov. Okay. Rogil bulmus, so he would be seized with a bulmus. Some kind of seizure. Okay, what kind of seizure? I'm not sure, but some kind of seizure. And therefore, this would prevent the medicine, so to speak. This would prevent him from getting seizures. He would have machol masok v'tov. And apparently also hot, which I doesn't bother to say. But obviously hot, otherwise, okay. So, so maybe the point is mistamek v'yofalo. Because leaving it on, okay. Amalei Basura Mashu, the Harav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. In Sura they left it. Alright? Because you have the case of Nachman Yitzchak, Mari de Uvda Have. He's a very careful person. Uvda is Mas and Tovim, right? So Rashi says, Medakte Masa, but Nachman Yitzchak was a very firm, Medakte. Umashu Lei Vachil, and they would leave the food on from Shabbos, we'd eat it. I went to Rav Huna, v'shohen le'kasa d'harsana, v'achal, and they made for Rav Huna, they left on for him, kasa d'harsana is fish, we call it like breaded fish, more or less. Rashi says, dogim hamvushalim b'shamnam b'kamach. Okay, more or less like, we have fried fish, breaded fish. V'lo yidani, mishum d'ksar mishtam v'yafala mutar, did he hold Mishtam Yofel is mutar, so therefore he didn't care if he left it on, because it's allowed to leave it on, make it better. Oh, mishum dekevan de ispe micha mitztamik v'ralu. What does mitztamik v'rahu, v'ralohu? What does he say? No, because it has dough, it's mitztamik v'ralu. So that's a culinary issue here. Arav nach mitztamik v'yofel oser, mitztamik v'ralu mutar. Chol demilsa, kol de ispe micha mitztamik v'ralu. All right. So you have a basic principle regarding culinary issues. If it has dough on it, it gets worse the more you leave it in. All right? You get toast, and then you get burnt toast. All right? Varala, labami tavshil de lifta, with the exception of tavshil de lifta. Lifta is turnips, I think. Dafal gav de isle be micha mitztamik v'afalo. That, even though it has dough, it gets better. V'hanimil dis be bisra, that's only if it has meat in it. Avales be bisra mitztamik v'afalo. So if it has, meaning turnips mixed with somehow dough and meat, then it gets better as you let it go. But if not, no meat, then it gets worse. That's only if it's not for guests. If it's for guests, it gets worse. So Rashi says, why? Farther to the bottom, because the urchin sorach atichos chashuvos osunuf nehem. Because you need big pieces for guests. And derech kol b'tash mustamech shem basar nikarbo. Once you let it shrivel, you're not going to see the meat. So now you're just serving like, dough, and you can't see the meat. So you're not going to get it to guess. finally, lifta daisei v'tamrim, it's time for alohem. And also those three things, lifta as machal osa mitenim, tamri is machal tamarim, so things made from figs and dates, and daisa is cereal, that gets worse the longer you leave it. Okay, so the end is just about like culinary things. Okay, we'll stop here.